Now, we're staying with COVID and vaccines. There's good news today, as I said, with the rollout of the vaccination for the over 85s. Many people are waiting and hoping. And according to everything I read today, you just wait at home. You don't do anything. You'll get a call from your GP. And Anna May McHugh is sitting at home waiting for that call. How are you doing, Anna May?
I'm great, Ray. And yourself?
Good. Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you.
And I'm delighted to talk to you as well.
Yeah. So this is a big week, Anna May, isn't it?
It is a big week for us. And I'm just waiting for the call. And I'd like to be first in the queue if I can. I'm certainly going for it anyway.
Yeah. And no hesitation whatsoever.
None whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just very anxious about going, excited about getting it.
Yeah.
And I think we all should feel the same. Sure, it's a great opportunity.
Isn't it?
You know, wonderful.
And that's the word you use there. You're excited about getting it.
I am, absolutely.
Because I'm not putting words into your mouth, but you've been living in fear. We all have been living in fear.
Well, we all have, and we're taking our precautionary measures as well, of course, to avoid it. And all our family, so far, thank God, have avoided getting the virus. So it's wonderful for me to be getting it now, very shortly.
Yeah. Do you know where you'll be getting it?
I will be getting it in the Dolman Medical Centre in Carlow.
Right. Okay. I'm just looking to see if it's there in the list of places. It says the Seven Oaks Hotel. Is that the centre?
Oh, no. It'll be given in the sports centre in Carlow, I'm told.
Okay, right.
Yes.
Okay. No, because in the list that was released there just before lunchtime, the one for Carlow is the Seven Oaks Hotel. Anyway, there you go. That's what it says there.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not your local GP, so you'll be travelling, and that's because there isn't enough people in your locality, I would imagine. Is that
it's only 10 miles away, Carlow. You know,
right,
my doctor is there, so that's where I'll be going.
Okay. And how have you got through the last year? It's nearly a year now, isn't it?
Well, it has been a very tough year for the country, the whole country. Everybody, you know, has suffered somewhat, you know, and it has been a disappointing year. But look, we have to take that in our stride too and do what we can and not to avoid getting the virus. And, you know, it was a great loss to us, of course, in the National Ploughing Association, that we did not get to host the event in September, as you well know. And, you know, that's for many more. So
yeah.
I suppose we're lucky to be, I feel I'm lucky to be living in the country. At least I can go out around the fields or do a bit of gardening or that. Whereas, if you're housed in a built-up area, it's very difficult for people, really.
Yeah.
So we're privileged in a way now to be living in the country.
Mm. And of course, as you say, the National Ploughing Championships was cancelled last year. A lot of people disappointed. Over 100,000 people would visit it every year. And it's usually in September. So are you hopeful about this year?
Well, you know, it's from the 15th to the 18th of September, and it's in Rathnetka, County Leash. Now, we have to be cautiously optimistic, but at the moment we're planning, and you know, we have to be making some plans and putting work in motion.
Yes.
However, we have to be totally guided by government guidelines, and we'll take the National Ploughing will not put any general public at risk.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
We'll be guided solely by them, and if we can go ahead, we certainly will. It was a wonderful opportunity, Ray, for us, really, in one sense, because it was the 90th year of the National Ploughing, and we're also down to host the World Ploughing.
This 2021?
Yeah, 2021.
Okay.
So, look, it would be a huge disappointment. However, we're going to be guided strictly by government.
What's your feeling?
I'm in doubt about the World Ploughing, because we would be bringing in representatives from about 30 to 33 countries.
Yeah.
And that would be a big thing.
Yeah.
About the national event, well, whatever about the ploughing, we also have to look at the exhibition side. And so many people are phoning up to know, are you going ahead? We want to make our plans, because the exhibition area was very large, as you know.
Yes.
And we can't just say, look at for definite. We just cannot say, really.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just, like, you're reading different people and different people's analysis and different people's opinions, but some people are saying that we'll still be getting vaccinated into next year, which wouldn't bode well for a big event, an event of that size in September.
No, it would not, and we will take no risk.
Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. But apart from that, it's a big week for people over 85, and indeed for the country, because it's the first time that people outside, you know, in the general public are getting vaccinated. So that's and there's a real sense, because I've heard people in Vox Pops and people been interviewed. There's a real sense that when you get it, it changes you. It changes your outlook on life.
Yes. Oh, it does, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. You know, as I said at the beginning there, Ray, it's a great opportunity to get the vaccine, and I think that nobody should be negligent in going for it, and or frightened either. Well, I wouldn't be. I really, from the day one, when I said, I was so delighted when I heard that the vaccines were coming, that I'd be one that would go at the very beginning, yes, if I got a call. You know,
front of the queue, Anna Mae McHugh, front of the queue. There you go, it sort of rhymes. Anna Mae, great to hear you in such good form.
And you know, Ray, if we have to cancel the event this year, we'll be back again
the year after,
and stronger than ever in 2022. And
so
I hope you will be down as always.
Yes, we will. We will. Yes, yes. Yeah. We've had a bit of bad luck with rain and all wind and everything, but over the years, but we'll definitely
did,
go.
But we got lovely sunshine in 19.
I was in short sleeves. I remember.
Absolutely.
And listen, we might talk to you during the week when you get it, if you don't mind.
Oh, do absolutely, yes, Ray. Be delighted to hear you and call us anytime. You're
brilliant.
Welcome.
Okay. Yes. Right. Mind yourself, Anna Mae.
And you
now.
Too.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.